Good evening, everyone, and welcome once again to Clankin' Beard's Masterwork Theater. This evening, we'll be reading a classic tale by Mr. Edgar Allan Poe, a tale of spine-tingling terror and frustration known as The Pit and the Pendulum. But not the story. This is a little lesser-known poem written by Mr. Poe, very recently choreographing an experience he had playing Dungeons & Dragons online. Let's listen as the story is read by Sir Uppington Up-and-Comets. It's Friday night, and I have plans to meet some friends at Anagans. I'm primped, I'm preened, an hour to go, so I log in to DDO, plunk up an LFG. With a quick retort how time is short and how I'm in at 60 minutes, then I join up a level 8 pug. The quest is sweet, it's Pit Elite, and how hard could it be? I meet my group inside the door. What's this stupid manual for? The dungeon map seems very clear. I'm next to dots, but no one's here. No one has their voice chat on. The guy who knew that quest is gone. I run around a billion stairs. There's sealed blue doorways everywhere. Finally, I find some switches. My buddies come, but we are dumb and spend forever with the levers. After we make that X thing, it's time to run to furnace one. Oh crap, I think that's down. I find the door amidst the gripes. What's with all these leaky pipes? Our goal must be up in the air. The ramps are in such disrepair. We fight and climb in. I have doubts. The end is 30 minutes out. The elemental's in her ball. Where the heck's my feather fall? Off to security center. My fellow goons help look for rooms, but we're great bumblers with the tumblers. Walk back into the main shafts. There's four sharp killers on both pillars blasting in my face. I phone my friends about the date. I tell them I'm running late. How much more time? I have no clue, but I run down to Furnace 2. 10 minutes there and it is done. It's almost just like Furnace 1. Perhaps this quest isn't doomed. Where's that dang main breaker room? Ouch! That's electricity. Get someone brave with reflex saves and then we make her flip the breakers. Time for a freaking shrine break. We've lost 4 guys and in my eyes I think we really need their help. The guys are at the restaurant. I have them order what I want. I tell them I'll be there in 10. I turn back to the pit again. The main control room's not about. I fall in lava, climb back out. My temperament is getting madder. How long is this stupid ladder? There's that damned main control room. A puzzle floor. I see there's 4. And these Uzis are all doozies, but we work them. Except for one piece, which I can't choose because a Uzi just keeps on dying on that spot. The guys call up, my food's arrived, I say I'll be another 5. I'll beat this quest, this I know, I'm frickin' Edgar Allan Poe. I find the builders, pull the switch, take that you pit designer. No longer caring, I fall free, way down to start up furnace 3. Oh crap, this one is harder. You turn 3 valves and then your pals all get the wafters to the raptors. After a half an hour, the fire is in her place, I hate her face and stupid butt.
I call the guys and I hear drumming. They're at the bar. Am I coming? I want to go. My patience drained. The manual says one room remains. And take control. Let's do this thing. Ouch! Those crappy force traps sting. My party group's up at the door. This is what we've come here for.
Waltz in and down the stairway. Then we get stop. Forecasters pop and they're sniping, party wiping. So we recall and get some mana. We rinse those jerks. The tactic works. And now there's just the chest. My cell phone rings, I hear bottles, the guys have hooked up with some models, I'm almost done, I am so stressed, I want my favor and my chest. I grab the switch behind the water, I am instant lizard fodder, so's the party, they got smeared, how much crap can spawn in here?
Recall and get some mana, we survive when we range again, and then we muddle through the puddle at the next switch.
We wipe one more time, with soggy knees, we can't fight these, and so we die a lot. Call my friend, it doesn't ring. I guess I missed the whole damn thing. All I have left is that chest. An elite completion of this quest. We kill the trogs from far away. We open up the chest, hooray. I check the favor I've received. I'm still pissed off, but I'm relieved. Drop down for the avatar. He's in the pit, and we all hit his faceless form with maces.
And when we kill him, he drops me muck doom. And for a while I crack a smile, then cry and go to bed.
I gotta say something at the end, but I hate that quest, and I'm pretty sure I hate that poem too. But fine. Okay.
Thank you for tuning in to Clankin' Beard's Masterwork Theater. This has been The Pit and the Pendulum, as written by Edgar Allan Poe. Tune in next week, where it'll either be me reading dirty limericks, or Maura will be hosting the show. Ta-ta!